Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. We are blessed this week to be joined by Andrea Libros, a business and mindset coach, podcast host of Time to Level Up, and author to She Thinks Big. This episode is more so aimed at women who are either embarking on their entrepreneurial journey or already on their merry way, but needing that extra oomph to get back in their groove. If there's one thing Andrea knows, is the excuses and reasons why we stop ourselves from pursuing the things we want to do in our life and why we don't reach the success we dream about. Not only that, but what we can do to drive ourselves forward, along with many tools she's learned along the way in her career and business. I've listened to a few of her episodes and I was very eager to hear what she had to share when it comes to thinking bigger, especially with myself being a woman and building my own successes. So what are we waiting for? Let's get stuck into it.
I've obviously been doing a little bit of Googling about you and I feel like you've been a bit of everywhere. You've been on TV programs, you've been in articles as well. So I think the biggest thing is really, it's funny that we use the word think and biggest there, because that two That's of your true. Wonderful words that you love to use.
Yes.
So first of all, what does think big mean to you in the context of entrepreneurship, and how can entrepreneurs cultivate that mindset?
Great question. So to me, really big thinking, or thinking big, however we want to phrase it, really is the thinking that you do that comes from your future you. Okay. So what I mean by that is the person who is a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, wherever that time frame is for you, who has accomplished whatever they want to accomplish, whose life looks like the life you want to have, whose business is wherever they want to be. What would that person, that future you, tell you to do today? If they were to write you a note, what would be in the note? That's probably big thinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we think from the person we are today who has not accomplished X, Y, and Z, then we're going to stay in our comfortable small box. Even if it doesn't feel comfortable in the moment, it's what we're used to. So sometimes people say, I thrive on chaos. Okay, that's great, but and you may not want to stay in that chaotic mode, but that's what your brain is used to. So it likes to be there. It's like a happiness set point for your brain. Big thinking is probably a little bit uncomfortable. It is hard. It is pushing you into something that you're not used to, but that's because that's the kind of thinking that's going to get you where you want to go. So I say, go talk to that future you who's already been there and ask them what you should do today. So that big thinking comes from future you. And then I've developed an acronym that I use, TRUST, T-R-U-S-T, that kind of outlines the five things that all big thinkers do. Because people say to me, I don't know, like, okay, great. I know what future you would say, but then what do I need to do today in order to put that into action? So that's why we can talk about that. That's why I developed this TRUST acronym.
Let's so what do does it. TRUST stand for? Okay.
So trust. So I want you to, here's an example. I'll give you a client example. So today I was talking to a woman who I've been working with almost for a year. Her business is totally changed in how it looks. She's actually a counselor. So this does relate in a sense to yoga, working with individual people. Okay. So she was working with, I don't know, 30 individual clients each week. And she decided that that was exhausting. Okay. Since last year has gone to this concierge method where she just has 10 families and they have access to her and she doesn't have to do all of these 30 different people each week. So we're talking about moving forward. We're talking about, okay, what do we want to do next year? And she's debating. She's like, well, I wanted to invest in this and this and this, and I'm not sure what I should do. And I want to put money towards other things in life. Okay, so she's kind of going into this almost like a talking from a lack mode. Like, I'm not sure I'm going to have enough. Is this new business idea going to last? Okay. So I say to her, let's pretend the business idea totally lasted. Let's pretend actually it blossomed and now you've got more people in your business working in this model. Let's go to that person, that business owner who's got that going on. What would she say to you to do today? Would she say to invest in hiring a clinical director? Of course she would, because we would need that. Okay. Would she say to, she actually wants to buy like a different location. Would she say to buy a different location? Yes, she would say buy a different location. Would she say to continue working with a coach? 100%. Okay. But in her present mode right now, even though nothing's going wrong and all these amazing things are happening, and she could say, I'm in a whole different place and it's so much better than last year. Her little present brain is like, yeah, but what about this? But what about that? But what? So big thinkers need to have thought options. Okay. So the T trust stands for thought options. So you could think, what if this doesn't work? That is an option. But you also could think, what if it does? That's an option. You've got to give equal airtime to all of the options. And our entrepreneurial brains don't want to do that. They just want to stay in what feels safe and secure, right? Because risk is risk. But the T in
Absolutely.
trust stands for thought options. So big thinkers need to recognize that they have thought options and they've got to give all the options equal airtime. R in trust. Okay. So R in trust stands for real problem. Okay. Now, the real problem in any entrepreneurial business usually isn't really a problem. It is a feeling that you don't want to feel. Okay. Right. So the real problem is that you don't want to feel fear. You don't want to feel guilt. You actually sometimes don't even want to feel like committed because it just feels hard. Okay. So there's no real problem here. It's just the feeling that you don't want to feel.
It's not a
And
physical problem.
no, it's not a physical problem. It's nothing that you can't figure out. Okay. A lot of times people say, well, what if this happens? What if my business doesn't grow? What if only two people show up? Guess what? You're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out because you figured out everything else. Right. So R stands for real problem and reminding yourself that there really is no problem, except it's a feeling you don't want to feel. Okay.
Which is a problem you can solve easily.
Totally. It's just all you have to do is give yourself another thought option because thoughts actually trigger how you feel. So just come up with a different thought and then you're on your way. You're on your way. All solvable. Okay, you. So you and trust. You stands for the unknown or uncertainty. So we have to embrace the unknown. We have to embrace uncertainty. If we don't, we just stay stuck. Okay, so we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know how we'll feel. We don't know how that other person will react. We don't know. And that's okay. So one of my best coaching tools is to help my clients put the phrase, and that's okay, in their pocket. So, right? Like, I could invest in this and I don't make my re return on investment. And that's okay. You'll figure it out. It could rain tomorrow, and that's okay, because we'll just do something different inside, not outside. Okay. So you have to embrace the unknown. So I don't know if this happens to you, but a lot of times people will say to me, that sounds like a great idea. I am totally in, but I just want to think about it. Like, I don't make fast decisions. I need to think about it. I need to simmer on it, which is fine. I'm clearly all into thinking, right?
Absolutely. And indecisiveness happens.
Yes. But then I always say, what exactly are you thinking about? While you're thinking tonight, what do you think? What's the question you're trying to answer? Or what are you stewing over? What are you thinking about? And a lot of times they don't have a great answer to that. They're just afraid of the unknown. And so they're trying to get more comfortable with being in that space, right? They're trying to get comfortable making a decision without knowing the exact outcome.
Yes, because we
So
are humans that want to know answers.
we do. Like, and that's your brain trying to keep you safe. So that's your brain saying, hey, wait a sec. I call it like the frenemy voice back there. Hey, wait a second. Are you sure you know what you're doing? I mean, you've never done that before. Doesn't sound like a good idea. So quieting that little frenemy voice and saying, yes, but I am going to move forward with this. I am making this decision. Or I'm not. Saying no is also a decision, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so TRUS. S stands for securing support. Okay. I don't know anyone out there that's ever created exactly what they want to create or is living a life that they love who doesn't have support. Okay. And that can look like so many different things. Software can support you. Okay. Your family can support you. Your friends support you. But usually the kind of support that they really, really need is someone who's not their family. And someone that's something that's not software, they need another human to show them what's really going on, what's really happening. I like to say you're in your own peanut butter jar and it's so sticky that you can't like squeak
I
out to
love
read the
that.
label.
That's a
Okay.
great analogy.
So you need someone to help see what's going on out there if the jelly is waiting for you or if there are two slices of bread. So
And that person that you
securing,
need is
yes.
Ira.
Well, you can, but we need all sorts of people, right? So in a yoga class, sometimes that yoga instructor is telling you what is obvious to them, but not so obvious to you, right? Or giving you permission to take a deep breath and just be with yourself for an hour. So it can look like lots of things, but it usually is not your family and friends because their job is to love you and to have fun with you. Their job is to not tell you the hard stuff, right? That's not their job. They don't want that. So have someone else do that. Have someone else do that. A coach, a mentor, a teacher, someone else. So that's S stands for secure support. And then the last piece, the last T in trust stands for take action. Okay. So everyone I meet, they're like, just tell me what to do. I'm really good at following instructions. Just give me the action steps. Okay. I'm happy to do that. However, what you're really asking me to do is to give you action steps that lead you to massive action versus passive action. So, listening to a podcast, and I'm clearly into podcasts. I have my own and I'm on yours. So, listening to a podcast is passive action. So, you're going to listen to our conversation today and you might say, this was so good. I need to do something with this. Are you? Or are you just gonna go on to the next thing, right? So, reading a book, and I'm clearly into books because I wrote a book. I think good books are a good thing. But are you actually doing something with that information? So, when I say take action, I mean take massive action. Take those scary, risky, uncomfortable, hard steps that are going to help you get to that future you. So, first T is thought options, R is real problem. U is unknown and uncertainty. S is secure support. And the last T is take massive action.
I
What do
love
you
that.
think?
And it's so great to be able to break that down because as a business person or stepping into business, you can freeze. And
Yes.
once you're frozen, you're stuck there. And I
Right.
know that you've got this term that says stuck in the messy mind. And
Right.
I think that's what happens, isn't it? When you start thinking big, you then get this overwhelm, then you get stuck in that messy mind, and then you freeze. And that's where you need that support network from. That's where you need to reach out to coaches and things. So having the trust process in place, it's basically a plan. And I've heard you say about having a life plan, a belief plan, a time plan, and an action plan.
Yes.
And if you don't have somebody to guide you in that direction, then you aren't going to push you on to the next actual action that you need to take. Otherwise, you're just going to be static. You're going to be in that passive position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that process.
And we're human. We like staying in the same spot.
Yeah.
We're okay
that we
with
do.
That. Again, even if we don't love chaos, we don't love confusion, but your brain's like, yeah, but this is where we are. This is where we hang out.
Yes,
is it?
absolutely.
Do you
Oh,
really want to be there?
It's not
So
a
that's
fun
why you
place.
need that. No, it's not. It's not. So a lot of times when I have a new client, one of the first things that we do together, or sometimes people just do this like as the only thing they do with me, which is fine too. We do what I call a vision into action intensive, where I help them extract, because it's hard work, extract what they want their life to look like, what they want their business to look like, what's the vision, and then turn it into those action steps.
Yeah.
And that's hard work too. Like the how do I do this? What needs to happen? That kind of thing. And sometimes people say, well, I'm really good at setting goals. Okay. Are you really good at reaching goals? That's
Yeah.
what I want to know. That's what I
Absolutely.
want to know.
Yeah.
So that's where the take action, the last piece, really comes into play.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
And you talk about how we have this story in our mind of why we can't, but how can we make the shift from telling ourselves the story of why I can't to
Yeah.
why I can?
So that really has to come from two things. Number one, the first thing, the easiest one, is what your brain is looking for is evidence that you can.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it's a new thing, it's not going to find any evidence. Okay. But it can find evidence of how you worked through similar type situations. Okay. So if we're talking about growing a business, maybe you've never grown a business, which is probably the case, but what have you grown? What have you worked at? Maybe you are an athlete and you performed at a high level. Maybe you got into a college or university that you were striving for. There is evidence that you can do hard things. Okay. So our brain is looking for evidence, and you have to use all your thought options to come up with that evidence. Second, this kind of falls into what I call like the belief plan. Because your brain, again, well, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? How you do it is that you practice new beliefs. Okay. So it's almost like writing the next chapter of the book. You're rewriting your narrative or writing a new chapter, because you're telling yourself these stories of it can't happen, it can't happen, which is truly just a story, because you don't even have evidence to support that can't happen. It hasn't happened yet, but is it can't happen? Like, I don't think so. I like to say, put this old book on the shelf and take out a new journal and start writing your next book.
Yes.
A belief plan is truly, if you can believe that it can happen, then the action steps become really easy. The time plan becomes really easy. The belief plan is really at the core of a lot of it.
Yeah. And it's about putting all of those old beliefs to one side. And there's tools such as your NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. There's tools like that that people can use. And also you've got mentors, coaches such as yourself that can help you work through removing those limiting beliefs to make new beliefs, to believe that you can take action and say, oh, well, actually, like you said, they might have never have created a business before, but if they want to create a business, well, they just need to find evidence in something else that they've achieved in the past. And then they just interpretate that into the business aspect and give themselves proof. Oh, I can do this because I've done it, but in this scenario.
Right. And I think, like, if you think of a little kid learning how to walk, they fall down millions of times. They're like, I know I can do this because I've seen other people do it.
Yes.
So this walking thing must be real. Right. So let's keep going. Let's keep going. So you have to have that same attitude as a 2-year-old.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
what can we do to help our brains think bigger? Because we might get to a point where we've got this grand idea, we've got an idea of this business. And then because we've never started a business, we get stuck, we get in that messy mind bit. But you talk about thinking bigger. And let's
Yes.
say you've got a client that you can see the potential and they've got this vision, but to you, and you know that they can think bigger. So, what can we do to help our brains think bigger?
Surround yourself with people who are thinking bigger,
Mm-hmm.
right? That's one great thing. So, being part of a community, being part of some sort of group, like the way I coach is everybody is in a group. There's also some one-on-one in there too, but having that community support, I call it your personal board of directors who are also kind of going through some similar things, but not just even act as cheerleaders, but to act as another set of eyes, ears, and a heart for you.
Yes.
That is key. So, who are you surrounding yourself with? The second
Yes.
piece is, as entrepreneurs, we're really good at investing in things, I'll call it, like software or a one-time consultant to solve a problem. I'm all in on all that. Good
Yeah.
idea. Sometimes people will say to me, if I just had a better marketing strategy, then everything would be brilliant. It would all be great. Yes, you totally need a marketing strategy. Okay. At the same time that you're having someone help you develop the marketing strategy, are you developing your thinking or your brain? Because if you have the same brain or thoughts after the strategy is created that you had before, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Like if you can't implement it with new thinking, then you're back to the same place. So investing in your own brain power, I think, is the number one investment. I always say your most valuable resource is time, money, relationships, and brain power. And brain power is your most valuable resource. That
Yes.
is where your investment should be going, because with more brain power, you can create more time, more money, better relationships.
It's
Yeah.
doing something with the information you've got. And I can definitely put my hands up and say, God, the amount of personal development seminars I've gone to, or the amount of
Yeah.
Zoom calls I've jumped onto, and I've been there scribbling away, writing everything down. And I go, yeah, cool. And then I go, oh, but I don't know where to start. And then I
Right.
come up with all these stupid excuses, and I don't then implement what I've learned. So then years have gone by, and I now look back and I go, oh my God, I've got so many notebooks. Unfortunately, they're now back in the UK still, whilst I'm here in Australia. But I go, wow, I've actually done so much for my brain
Yes.
power, but I've then not implemented it. This is just me analysing myself right now. And I go, this is possibly why I've not got to the point where I've wanted to have gotten so far, because I haven't actually implemented all this stuff that I've learned. And years have gone by now, and it's like, well, I actually can't remember everything that I did. So now I'm like, what am I doing? I'm reinvesting in more seminars and webinars. I'm like, okay, stop this. Just stop. And you've got the answers within you, I say to
Yes,
myself. I've got
you
the
do.
answers within me.
You totally have the answers within you. I would say, though, who, what, how are you supporting yourself while you're implementing them? That would be one of my questions, because it's hard to do that implementation stage. In fact, I call some of my coaching sessions, this is an implementation session. We are focusing in on implementing all of the things that we have been talking about. So, who's supporting you in the implementation process is a great question.
Yes. Yes.
So,
And you need that. It's the support bubble. That's who you
yes.
need, because entrepreneurship or creating a business isn't easy. And also, you can't do it alone. You just
No,
can't.
you can't. No, you totally can't. You cannot do it alone. No matter what anyone tells you, I'll tell you right now, they're wrong. You can't do it alone.
Absolutely, definitely. You mentioned as well about how fear can get in the way of things. What would you personally say are the top three things that get in our way to think bigger?
Okay, fear is the thing that gets in the way. And I identified in my book, She Thinks Big, the nine most common fears that entrepreneurs face. It really all kind of boils down to fear in a sense. Or you could say, I don't have the resources. But if that's the answer, then it's like, okay, well, let's get busy creating the resources. Like, that's why we're doing this. So if you go back to fear, there's fear of the unknown, which we kind of talked about.
Yes.
There's fear of judgment. Okay. Other people judging you or you judging yourself for not doing X, Y, and Z, or for getting A, B, and C result that isn't what you really wanted to get. So there's fear of judgment. There's also fear of that lack of resources. Money's one thing, but what if this is going to take more time and I don't feel like I have the time to give it? Or what if this is going to take way more energy than I think I have to give it? Okay. So there's fear of lack of resources, fear of the unknown, fear of judgment, fear of change. Like whatever that looks like, fear of change, because right now we're in our own little box. So what gets in the way or the gap that we kind of have to fill? Yes, there's probably some tangible things, but a lot of it has to do with your mindset and changing how you're thinking about something. I like to say the secret sauce is two ingredients. It's 80% mindset and 20% systems, where we like to think it's all systems because that seems much more controllable.
Well, it pushes it
Okay.
off to somebody else, doesn't it?
It
It's
does.
like
It pushes
takes
exactly.
the
Exactly. So that's how this plays out. If fear really gets in the way.
attention away from yourself.
But if you have the right support, right, then you can get past that fear. If
Yes,
you consider
absolutely.
all of your thought options, you can get past that fear. And then if you start to take some of those massive actions.
Yeah. And when it comes to thinking about what to do and not necessarily having a plan, but then finding a plan, amongst all of that, prior to maybe being mentored or coached, we could be stressed in the situation by ourselves, all flustered that we don't quite know what we're doing. Then we can outsource for help and get a mentor or coach such as
Yes.
yourself. And then we've got to take action because we're actually doing business now. We're like, oh God, I'm actually
Right.
doing this, right?
Right.
And both scenarios, you can be stressed in. You could be stressed in, there's
Yes.
so much to do. And then you can get stressed in a situation like, oh my God, now I've actually got to do something. And I know that you call this, there's a difference between stuck stress and progress stress. What
Yes.
I'm curious about is what's the difference between those two? And my thoughts are stuck stress could be when you don't really have your network around you. You feel overwhelmed because you literally don't know what to do next, and there's no way out of the point that you're at. Whereas progress stress is where you've then gone and got support, you've got that support network around you, and you're then stressed because the difference in your anxiety changes. It's like, oh my God, now I've got to do something and I'm actually progressing. I've hit that goal. Oh my God, this is freaking me out. So have I
Yes.
got the differences right there in your terms?
Yes, I think, and I'll add to it. I'll add to it. So the feelings that you have in stuck stress are confusion and overwhelm and disappointment in yourself. You're frustrated. The feelings that you have in progress stress are determined, motivated, committed. And when you're in stuck stress, you're asking a lot of what if questions that lead to what if this doesn't work, kind of like what if, and then the last part of the question is like dun dun dun. Okay, but when you're in progress stress, you still have those questions, the what if, but you come at them from more of a sense of curiosity, like, huh, what if I try this? I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm willing to try it. What if it works? What if it doesn't? Either one's okay. We're gonna move forward. Okay, when you're in stuck stress, you can't access, I call it like your genius brain. So you don't know what to do. When you're in progress stress, you come up with solutions. You can access your genius brain. When you're in stuck stress, the inaction makes it feel heavier and heavier and heavier. When you're in progress stress, your action makes you feel lighter and lighter and lighter, right? So we're in a constant state of stress. It's just a matter of which one are you going to choose to camp out in. And
Got
a lot
you.
of times, big thinkers, they get into stuck stress too, but they've built support to help them move into progress stress quickly. Like, how long do you want to hang out there? Right? So many times someone will say to me, Why didn't I reach out sooner? Like, what was it getting in my way? Right?
Yes.
So that is what sometimes triggers you to shift from stuck to progress.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. Definitely. And it's almost one version you've built a resilience to keep on going and surviving. But then in the other instance, you've built the resilience to actually shift your mindset.
Yes, exactly. So you have to choose, right, to not accept the confusion and the uncertainty and be okay with wanting to move into something new.
Wowza.
Yeah.
Andrea, can you share with us, because obviously we've been talking a lot about thinking big and shifting from one mindset to the other. I'd love to really know your journey and what actually inspired you to become a business and mindset coach to help people who are in the messy mind, who are in the stuck stress. What was your story and what inspired you to become a business and mindset coach?
So I worked for a company for about 10 years where I was recruiting, hiring, and training new, technically entrepreneurs. They kind of were like franchise owners in a way.
Yeah.
And I stayed there for 10 years. And when I finally decided, okay, I'd had enough of them, enough of this corporate whatever, and I assessed the why did I stay there for 10 years and what was next for me, I realized that the part I liked about that job the most is what they would consider training, but really I was working with these new hires for about 18 months. And I saw them get to a place where they felt the success, something was actually being created that they loved, and then they felt, ugh, but can I go on? Like, what's this going to look like? A lot of them started to feel a little guilty because it was taking time away from other things that they had spent time on, or they didn't know what their next step was. And I really enjoyed actually getting through what I might now call the messy middle of that experience. So when I assessed, okay, what do I want to do next? I hired a coach and she pointed out to me, like I was stuck in my own peanut butter jar, but she pointed out to me that the part I really loved about that job was really what I was doing was coaching, even though they were calling it training. So I thought, huh, all right, but I don't know if I want to start another business because I had started a couple previous ones. I don't know. Maybe I just want to work for someone. So I did work for another coach and coached under her umbrella for a little while, 6 months. And then I decided I love coaching, but I don't want to work for her. I want to coach also the people I want to coach, not who's coming to her.
Yeah.
And that was how the business started. And I got all of my certifications and I do have all of these tools that I have, they're coaching tools. I just wasn't calling them that.
Yeah.
So that's how that started. And then about 2 years into the business, I started my own podcast called Time to Level Up, which is changing names actually in 2 months to She Thinks Big.
That's exciting.
I know. Very exciting. And I found that was a great way to help other people around the world, literally, right? And then about 4 or 5 years into the business, I decided, okay, another way I could do this is to write a book. And it wasn't like writing a book was ever on my bucket list, but I did see it as a vehicle to help more and more people through another medium.
Yeah.
So not only was that an interesting experience in writing a book, but it also helped me even get clearer and clearer on the tools that I use to help others to solidify that. When now I work with women all over the world who are entrepreneurs and own businesses. I work with them in a variety of different ways. And I've seen the success that they have, which is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that you started your podcast in November 2020. So that was soon after all the lockdowns was going on. And then, of course, She Thinks Big, your book came out last year.
Yes.
So in your book, She Thinks Big, what are the key takeaways that you want your readers to grasp onto?
So the book's divided into three parts. There's big mindset, big plan, and big results, big success. And I really want them to see that there's three parts to the journey, but that they spiral and they occur over and over and over again based on where you are in your business. So I once had a client say to me, wait a second, didn't we just work through this? Like, why is this still up? She was talking about hiring someone. Why is this still a problem? Like, why does this still feel so heavy? I said, because you're at the next stage of your business. You're going to have to do this again, right?
Wow.
So I really want them to see, I call it a spiral in the book. and see how everything is an evolution, but yet that messy middle piece, it's always there, but it gets smaller relative to the size of the spiral because you're getting bigger, the messy middle staying the same.
Yeah.
You get smarter, you get wiser, and you do need the right mindset and you do need a plan and you're not alone. So I tell a lot of stories in the book about other women and what they've gone through as a way to illustrate some of these concepts. And hopefully if you do read it, you'll pick up on the fact
I
that like,
plan to.
you're not alone. You're not alone.
And then just touching on you coaching your clients, because obviously you've managed to become a coach, business as well as mindset, because you yourself's gone through the journey. And we can't coach and teach something that we've not gone through ourselves. So you've obviously gone through it, and that's enabled you to support others along the process. How do you advise your clients to balance their entrepreneurial ambitions with their personal well-being and their brain health?
So this is the whole put your oxygen mask on first. If you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of your personal life nor support your clients and or your business, what our customers or whatever that looks like. So one of the tenets that I coach on is something called full focus planning that's based off a guy named Michael Hyatt and all of his thinking. And you need to focus on you just as much as you focus on everything else. And that has to become part of a daily routine. So we do use this tool called the Full Focus Planner in coaching to help people get a handle on that, really get a grip on it. And it's got to be baked into who you are.
Got you. Yeah. One of the things that I would love to finish off with is, what is the one piece of advice you'd like to leave our listeners today with that? What would encapsulate your philosophy on business, mindset, and well-being?
So I think you have to realize that being an entrepreneur is really a journey in personal development disguised as an entrepreneurial adventure. Okay, so it has a costume on it that says, this is going to be fun. And this is going to be exciting. And it is fun and it is exciting. But in order to get to that excitement and the fun, you have to grow as a human. And your business is only going to grow as fast as you grow as a person.
Yes.
So that is really where this well-being and wellness piece comes into play. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And that's something that I'm learning myself is through the journey that I'm on. It's wow. It's even just over the last year, I've looked back at my personal growth. God, Christ almighty, I've grown so much. But with that growth, it's also enabled me to do this now and think bigger and believe that I can achieve that and know that I am worthy of this. So I can definitely see that relation to as an individual grows personally. It's inconceivable that your business will grow if you grow. So yeah, completely agree
Yes.
with
so
that.
Like I've had so many clients realize after they've been through some coaching and they're continuing to be in coaching and they're still there. And the reason is because they realize they need that growth, personal growth support, just as much as they need the business support. And it's not like it just ends and like, oh, done with that.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yep. My goodness me. Real quick, you mentioned about your podcast going to be changing names, which is going to be exciting. So I'll keep a lookout for that. And I plan on getting your book and reading your book as well. I mean, if you can share with us, you know, you don't have to share the podcast name or anything like that if you're keeping that at bay and things, but what are your future goals for your coaching practice, your podcast, and any other projects that you're working on?
So the podcast is about to change its name. I'm also releasing an audiobook. The book is coming out in audiobook version in the fall. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
I work with people in four different ways. And I talk often about what are the differences between the ways and what are the kind of the features of each of these offers.
Yeah.
But what I've really been working on more is not forgetting about the offers in a sense or the features, but what's the mindset? So really, what is the mindset of each of the people in these different spaces? That's something that I'm constantly working on. And it's so helpful to really help others see where they are based on what they're thinking. And that actually then also filters into, hey, let's get your vision out on paper and turn it into action. And if there's a block there, if it's not happening, a lot of it has to do with the mindset, with the thinking piece. So anyway, that's what I'm working on.
It's amazing. It just sounds like you're going to be providing value upon value upon value. So I'm really, really excited to see where that all evolves to. And thank you so much for taking your time out today. It's been so lovely to chat to you, considering we've never really interacted before. And here we are just having such a great conversation and talking big and thinking big. So thank you so much.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye,
see ya.
Andrea. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation between myself and Andrea. I'll certainly be purchasing her book, She Thinks Big, and absolutely start implementing some of the things she shared with us today. The biggest takeaway I took from this conversation was when I'm aiming for something that I've never achieved before, I need to look for other things that I have done which can be easily relatable to my visions and goals and provide evidence and proof to myself that I can do it. On next week's episode, I'm joined by Dave Nelson, founder of Flow State. Not only is his personal fitness journey inspiring, but so is his professional and business journey. More to share next week on how I connected with Dave and the excitement I have for what him and his teams provide.
As always, stay tuned and stay real. Join me every Wednesday for a Wholeness podcast. I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.